Committee meeting for September the 5th, 2017. Ms. Boudreaux, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Boudreaux.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Yeah.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. If you look at your agenda, our meeting minutes for the regular meeting, we had a typo on that. It's going to be changed for our agenda next week, but it's for August 14th there in your package. That date is correct on the minutes. We also have in your package the minutes for our special meeting for August 21st. So if you have any changes or any recommendations of what we need to put in there, let us know, but it should be correct. On the committee reports, Public Works Committee, just a couple updates. Our GIS project is about 95% complete. All the field work is done, and we should be getting all that data put together next week or so. Shane sent out a few nuisance letters. We've had a lot of phone calls about tall grass, so we're working on that. Total rainfall, we had 16 days of recorded rainfall for 14.28 inches. So we had a wet August. Part of the reason you see some ditches around we hadn't been able to get to. Shane did check the three major drainage dishes that were cleaned by the parish back in July that ran behind Ori and Live Oak back that way, and they all drained really good. He talked to Jason and Dane and called them and thanked them for all their work. The parish cleaned those ditches out and did a really good job on it. No progress on our new street signs yet. Kind of grass cutting issues, so hopefully we'll get to those pretty quickly next few weeks. The flail mower was installed on the slope mowing tractor. I think they're going to start using it tomorrow, so we'll see how that works. So that's in and connected.
We didn't get the Bobcat in yet, huh?
Nope, Bobcat's not in. We had 100 sandbags delivered last week for Harvey. We had no flooding, as everyone probably is well aware, but we did have some people come get sandbags. The parish had their machine running, so we got 100 sandbags delivered, so we had a few people come pick them up. Shane attended the LTAP course on road signs. He learned a little bit about road signs, and we probably need to change a few in town that aren't reflecting properly and that kind of thing, so that's one of the things he did. We have all three homeowners signed up for our Arlene Street culvert project. So when the parish gets to it, he said he has about 8 or 9 of them in front of us, which is kind of unfortunate, but he should be able to get to that pretty quickly. It should be a pretty quick job once he gets to it. So that's where we stand on public works. Anybody else have anything? Any questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Can anyone tell me what Main and First Street on the corner, what they're going to put on that corner?
Yes, they're going to put three homes on that corner.
Three homes?
Yes, sir.
Not going to be commercial?
No, sir. Is it going to be four? Three or four?
Faces first.
They're going to be one facing first toward you.
Yeah. Correct.
And then the other three are facing Main Street.
Oh, okay. That kind of run where the old...
Yeah, where that old little shed thing was?
Yeah.
They working all the time.
Yeah, that one's going to face first, and the other three will face. I saw the plans, that the homes look really, they look like they're going to really fit in there well.
David called me and started asking a bunch of sewer and servitude questions. I said, why are you asking me? That's a developer's problem, not my problem. So I think it'll be addressed by the developer.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that conversation you guys had, so. Okay, anything else from Public Works? Planning and zoning, agenda had the wrong date on that also. For our planning and zoning meeting minutes, that's in your package, is actually for August 23rd. And that was the meeting that they discussed rezoning request for 438 East Main. And that came out of the Planning Commission favorably to rezone that to residential.
I have a question.
R3.
Is it R3?
Yeah.
I don't, that, when it says now therefore be it ordained by the council, that paragraph of chapter 19, then it says said ordinance having been introduced on the 10th day of July 2017. Did we do that in July?
Yeah, we did, and the name, I need to...
The name need to be inserted?
The name needs to be inserted. I sent this to Blaine. This is, you know, for y'all to, for your consideration of voting, but the name can be inserted.
We'll have it correct for the, after the meeting next time.
After next week.
Yeah.
I thought I had put the name in there for the introduction. That was actually introduced by,
But I just thought, you know, that date was there, and then we were looking at September date.
We'll get that corrected for the regular meeting when we make the vote on it.
Put the blank, because the comma, you know.
Yeah, no, there's, there should be a name in there. I just, yeah, it was introduced by yourself.
I thought.
Okay, so anybody got any questions on that? That's the red brick house on Main Street.
Huh?
Have a second.
Oh, was it?
It was just introduced. We'll have an introduction second next time.
So we need to take out the second. Right, take out that part, is that second?
No, no, that'll be for next week.
It'll be for next week, whenever we do it. That's the, that's gonna be the original ordinance.
It's our draft.
The introduction.
That's the draft.
Doesn't need a second.
Yeah, the introduction doesn't need a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, Ms. Claudette Purnell's, planning and zoning, seat expired, and I talked to her, and she wants to stay on the planning and zoning.
Okay.
We really appreciate her doing that, and I think she does a great job there, so that'll be up for a reappointment next week. Anything else on planning and zoning? All right, finance committee, got all the August bills in there. I don't think we had anything out of the ordinary that... I'll see something, you have any questions on, let us know. Anybody have any questions?
What is the planning and zoning payroll?
That is what we pay Patricia. We have money in the budget to do that, but that takes a whole lot of ordinance stuff. Tom and I talked about that a little bit. I do plan on...
I didn't know if that's what that was or something.
No, we hadn't done that yet.
We just started breaking down payroll, that's all you see the first time.
We're just trying to break it down so you can see how each individual payroll goes out.
And she also gets paid something for landmark and heritage every month.
Yeah.
How does that show up?
I don't know where that's at. I'm gonna have to figure it out. Is it together with planning and zoning? Well, I'll get that for you, Ms. Bourgeois, to find out. Okay, anybody have any questions on that? Next up, our audit questionnaire is in your package. That's what we pass, we vote on this every year. We have to just check off to make sure we're doing everything correct. And we don't need a resolution, Tom, we just need to accept this.
Audit?
Yeah. So we don't need a resolution, so we'll just accept this next week. If you have any questions, we went through it, checked it all out. We're following all the rules.
And this goes to our audit or to the...
It'll...
Or to a copy of the minutes.
Yeah, and...
And the auditor sends it.
Send it to legislative auditor, right? It'll go to him eventually, or her, or whoever. Who's the legislative? Papera, right? Yeah, so it's a...
Yeah.
So if you have any questions on that, you can let us know. Personnel committee, I don't have anything. Recreation, we don't have anything, anybody? Police committee, Jonathan? Everything smooth? Governmental affairs committee, Ms. Bourgeois, do you have anything?
Yeah, I had sent that message back to consider appointing Scarlett Calico as a landmark and heritage advisory board member. because we had had Edward Dupuy as advisory board, and now we moved him to the board, so we need to replace him. She is a realtor. Organized a landmark commission. We always said we'd like to have a realtor on board. She doesn't have to live here to be an advisor.
That's what I thought.
But she doesn't vote. She lives in Athens.
That's what I thought.
Because Brian Falcon's on there, and he lives in Emory. Don't vote. So put that on the agenda for next week. Consider that appointment. And we did have our ceremony on August 28th. We had very good attendance. And I want to thank Brian Falcon, who helped us with the PowerPoint presentation. Jamie Luke did all the decorations and the freshmen. Debbie helped us with the program. We appreciate all that.
Yep, I want to thank you too, Ms. Bourgeois, because it was really, really nice. You do a good job on that. We appreciate that. Other matters? Anybody have anything? Mayor's report. I attended the chamber meeting last Wednesday. Pee Wee Berthelot gave the state of the parish address, if you will. Big, big turnout. There was a lot of people. There's a couple of new developments coming in the parish, one over north of the YMCA, which is pretty close, I think, apartments and homes. Another development, Bill Reed property. They're looking at doing some development up there, which is supposedly pretty big, too, which always leads into traffic, which, so he talked about the 415 corridor is funded for match money. They funded, I think, don't quote me on this, $1.4 million, I think, from the parish. From possible match money. So, you know. Yeah. So, I think that's available in case there's some type of grant that they can match some money or whatever. But he showed some sales tax stuff, and everything seems to be about the same as it always has. So, sales tax revenue should be fine. So, that was interesting. Our website is almost complete. I talked to Blaine about it today. They're doing quality control, if you will, on it, checking to make sure all the little clicks work, all the pictures work, drop downs work. So I'm hoping within a month, Blaine, we'll have it complete, and we'll roll it out. Maybe by next meeting, we can take a quick slide view of it, of a couple pages on it. Landmark I talked about, I think it's B. Tomorrow, we will have a hurricane preparedness meeting. At Pee Wee's office at 10 o'clock with a conference call with the governor's office just for in case. So we'll have someone attend that. If I can't make it, Shane will go. Shane Saradet. I did talk, we were talking the walking trail. This is kind of outside the town limits, but they have till November the 20th. I looked it up, Kim. So November 20th is the date that they have to complete the walking trail from Addis Lane to Bowie Lane. So we'll see some work going on up there. That's about it. Any remarks of personal privilege? Announcements, Friday, November the 10th, we'll have the Veterans Day program at 9 a.m. and we'll announce that from now until then. And if you've never been, it's worth taking an hour off of work to come by. It really is. It's good to see those veterans and see the turnout and see smiles on people's faces. So I would suggest that you, November the 10th, it's a Friday, it's at 9 a.m. It's really, really a good deal. Another thanks to Miss B for getting that together, because that's a fantastic thing. And with that, take a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second
by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting's adjourned.